Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
We're on to a little bit of a change, but still something very innovative, very creative. Solobo Toys, Courtney Peebles, who has been on the show before.
Yeah, so thank you for having me again. It's changed a lot since I was last on the show. Back then, we only had a couple products, and now we have over 40. We just were at Toy Fair exhibiting about a month ago, and we took away Best Plush Toy of the Year. Huge deal for us because there was a ton of big companies in our category. And for a small company like us, it was a big deal.
So Courtney, this is not just a toy show. It's not like you go to your mall, right? And there's a toy show going on. This is like the big international toy fair, right? This is like the biggest toy show of the year, right?
Yeah. So this is by far the biggest show that we do. It was our second time exhibiting, but the toy awards that they do are considered the Oscars of the toy industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, congratulations. Really, how did you feel when you got this award?
So I went to the show by myself. We had one of our contractors, she was going to come, and then at the last minute, she couldn't come. So I was by myself at the show. So when they called my name, I had two friends of mine that they met me at the show and they came to the gala with me. So I was glad that they were there with me because when they called our name, I was so shocked that I was like, oh, okay, like we're doing this. So then I had to go on stage. I had to accept the award, take a photo, and then they ushered me backstage to do an acceptance speech. And I was so full of like shock that I didn't even know what to say. But the most full circle part of it for me was that toy specifically is called Emotional Baggage. And the day that I announced it, I got a call an hour later that my grandfather had passed. And so I very much associated that toy with his passing. And he was a huge, huge part of my life. And it was very unexpected. Like I never would have thought I would have gotten that call that day. So on the packaging actually is a dedication to him. And because of just us living far away, some other stuff going on at the time, I actually wasn't able to be at his funeral. So it was very full circle for me and very like healing for me that we won the award, and it just meant a lot. And I was so shocked that I like couldn't even process what was happening. It opened up a lot of doors for us, even more than had already been opened. So it has been very surreal that it happened.
Elizabeth was very close to her grandfather too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough when that happens. I did watch the show this morning when we had you on before. I just wanted to remind myself about your company and your toys. And I remember talking about the baby, like putting these little squares into this little slot. Your toys are very tactile, right?
Yeah, and they're simple. So they really play on those experiences. We remove all the bells and whistles that come with most toys, and we try to keep it simple but engaging. So our entire company motto is play simply, learn exceptionally.
So can you give us some examples of that? Because I think simplicity is really hard to achieve sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, our most popular oldest toy, I say oldest, it's been like 3 years, is the Emotions Coin Drop. And kids love it. And it's actually something that really grows with kids. We also have people as old as like in nursing homes using the toy for like communicating if they aren't able to communicate their emotions. So it's very simple. It's a wooden box. It has the emotions on the side, and then it has coins associated to the different emotions. So a big part of what we do is we provide the toy, but then we also provide an activity card that's a starting point. So we give people the idea of where you can start with the toy. And then through everything that we do, we give people more ideas of how you can use it as they grow. So we're keeping that simplicity, but we're also giving people so many other ways to use it and so many opportunities for learning literally through their lifespan.
So when you say the emotions on the side, do you mean faces showing emotion or do you mean the words?
Yeah, so it's actually the words above it and then a little emotion faces below it. So there's six emotions. It's our six core emotions. It's happy, sad, angry, surprised, silly and anxious, which is just like a starting point. And since then,
I like the silly one.
Yeah, the silly is definitely a favorite. Since then, we've added more emotions. So we're now at 15 total emotions.
So how long have you been an entrepreneur?
So it's been since 2022. We have grown much faster than I expected, which obviously is a great problem to have. 2024, midway through the year, we were very aware that tariffs were going to become a problem. So back then we were like, okay, well, what do we do? Because this is our income. Like, this is how we take care of our family. And we couldn't just wait and hope that the tariffs didn't happen. So we actually pivoted half of our business to be 3D printing. So now we 3D print toys alongside the toys that we mass produce. So we are carrying out an expansion plan in the next couple months that's expanding our 5 printers to 46 printers. So our printed toys have become very, very popular too. Even at Toy Fair, people putting their hands on, like, our emotion blocks is a great example. They're 3D printed, but they have a very tactile experience. But again, they're simple, and kids can have so many different ways to play with them. But it's really changing the game of the toy industry and allowing us to maintain some manufacturing in the States. And that way we're not really getting bombarded with tariffs and really affecting our business.
So I have to ask you this, do those 3D printers use AI?
So, you know, there's AI elements built into it.
Of course they do, right?
But we, so I don't tell a lot of people this, but we have a lot of AI practices that we use in our company. Because we're a small team, we have to work smarter and we have to make sure that we are streamlining our processes as best as possible. So I've actually built several AI bots for Solibo so that we can streamline processes and get things done quicker. Now, I agree with everything that's been said that you still need people. Like, no matter what, you're still going to need people. And that's really been proven to us that even with all this technology that we've infused into our business, we still need people.
Ian?
I just want to congratulate you, Courtney, on your success, on the award, and on going through the process of getting yourself to this point. Children need toys. Children love toys. It's important. And everybody does. I still act like a kid. Toys are important, especially the ability to engage with something, feel like it's your own. So I love the business. I know the challenges of the business. Oftentimes, you only hear 0.00001% of the entrepreneur's story. And so you think to yourself that, oh, they talked about failing in the past, but now they're just crushing it. Well, actually, we're all constantly failing every single day. And every day is full of hurdles and trauma, and yet we still get up and continue to try. And I just think it's amazing what you've created. I looked at your website, Courtney. I think it's really cool what you and your team and all your AI bots have put together.
I wanted to ask Courtney, who are you now compared to who you were when you first started the business?
At the time, I was finishing my master's in film producing. I really underestimated myself. I've learned a lot over the past couple of years, and I have really like gotten to a place where I know what I know, but I also know I still need other people's help. And back then, I was very unaware of what I didn't know. And I was very like locked into like, okay, this is what traditionally you're supposed to do. And I was less like, oh, I'm thinking outside the box. Now, I think outside the box for everything. I know what the quote unquote rules are within an entrepreneurship and starting a product-based company, but I also know how to break them and what works for us, which is exactly what I said at the beginning. Not everything that works for everybody else works for us. So we have found the best fit for us and our customers and our mission. And I've really just like tried to like push away what other people say and their opinions, because everybody's going to have an opinion no matter what. But I just have to stay true to what I know works for our business and our ultimate goals.
I did go on your website. I did find one toy that I kind of want for myself. Maybe I'll get it for Richard.
I want the emotion box, you know, the emotional coin thing.
Don't you have one with Play-Doh where you can take the faces and smash them into the Play-Doh?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yes. Yeah. I will say that is definitely one of our most popular ones. They're called our emotion stamps. And people love it. And our newest toy, though, is called Emotion Friends. And they're 3D printed figurines that are basically taking our emotions and bringing them in figure form. And they are selling like hotcakes. I underestimated those. I thought people would think that they're like super cute, very complimentary to what we do. I didn't expect it to be as popular as it has been. So we actually started putting on our website a discount code for them to wait to ship it, because we are expanding, but we're not like expanding tomorrow. Like, we still have to put a lot of things in place in order to execute the expansion. So people have been very wonderful about waiting, because like our printers are printing 24/7 trying to get the orders out, but we're limited in our capacity until the expansion is complete.
Yeah, I used to watch a lot of SpongeBob because the kids were watching SpongeBob. And I always thought that part of the reason that this franchise was so successful is they were telling jokes to the adults, right, as well as to the kids, right? And yeah. So when you're running a toy company, are you also marketing to the adults, or do you focus more on them, or do you focus more on the kids?
We're very different in this area. We actually don't market to the kids at all. We know what the kids like and we test them with kids, but we're marketing to the parents. We're marketing to the teachers. We're marketing to the people that will ultimately be opening up their wallet to pay for it. I hear all the time people in the toy industry talking about marketing to the kids, but we market on social media. These kids aren't on social media. If they were, I'd be a little concerned at that.
But is that the standard model? Because I kind of get the impression now that like the whole cartoon toy thing is kind of mixed together. And so they're getting a Power Ranger or whatever, and they're watching the TV show. And then
that's a good idea. She could do what Ian's doing with Kiki. She could make a movie, and he's going the other way, making merch from the memes and stuff. You could make memes out of your merch, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of the traditional marketing is based on the assumption of in-person retail. So if it's focused on in-person retail, marketing to the kids makes sense, because if a kid goes into a store, they're gonna be like, "Mom, Dad, I want this." But most of our customers come from online. We are in about 14 retail stores, but we have a very, very strong consumer base and a very, very strong community on Instagram. And that's where most of the people come from. People know what our product will be because of the content that we put out on social media. So it's less like, oh, I'm trying to convince a kid to want it, and more like, okay, I'm trying to show the parent the value of it. And they will ultimately be the one to purchase it because they're the ones looking online.
And do you have a lot of repeat customers then because of the community aspect of it?
Yeah. So we've done 2 Kickstarters, and both times it was our customers. Our customers are the most loyal and dedicated people. I still to this day am like so floored when we launch a product and they're all like, oh my gosh, I'm adding to cart right now. They are fantastic. It's really like a grassroots type marketing, because we nurture our customers and we really care about their feedback. So then by default, they share with their friends. They want to tell their friends about it because they feel like they're a part of it too. And that's really like what we've always tried to create, is an environment and a community based on, yes, we're all trying to reach this same goal of learning through play, and people just feel connected. And I think it's one of the most impactful parts about our company is that we have a significantly strong base of loyal customers.
Can you please spell your website?
Yeah. So it's solobotoys.com, S-O-L-O-B-O, toys, T-O-Y-S.com. And if you're looking for me specifically, you'll mostly find me on our Instagram, which is at solobotoys.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Excellent.